She sits next to the red brick wall under the hot sun in the middle of the old city market. I watch her hands work. She has memorized this process, this making of baskets. Her eyes linger on the people walking through the streets. She rarely looks down. Her fingers know instinctively what to do. The basket begins with one knot, a single knot. Everything leads out from there. Her fingers work the yellow grass over and through, tethering each piece against the last. There are no gaps, no open spaces. The basket is meant for holding in. I watch, fascinated by the process, drawn to the smell of sweet grass, and I am reminded of another basket, handcrafted just as this one is, meant for God's purpose, for His goodness, even though it was woven in heartache. I have heard the story 1,000 times. Sometimes it feels as if I am becoming expert in the learning of it. It is a story about tethering, about tracing God's goodness, about choosing whether or not to give a heart to God. You have heard it told, how the baby's mother places him tiny and helpless into the hand-woven sweet grass basket, how his sister stands at the brink to watch him float down the river alone, how the daughter of Pharaoh comes down at just the right time and lifts him out, the daughter who was unknowingly sent to bring about God's goodness. God was aware of even this. I read later, when the baby has grown, about the angel appearing in a flame of burning fire out of the bush there in the wilderness. I learn that Moses did not pass by unknowingly. He turned aside to see. He took off his shoes. Moses made himself vulnerable there in the wilderness, and because of that, he experienced God's realness. In doing so, he learned that the God who created the whole universe could be intimately aware of a shepherd standing next to a bush. But even more important, he learned that God could see the affliction of his people. He could hear their cry. He knew their sorrows, and he would come down to deliver them. See Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But one experience with God's goodness doesn't tie you to him forever. I read that Moses questioned God about the purpose he had in store for him. And when I feel Moses' worry, his inadequacy, his uncertainty, for a minute I walk in his shoes. I have been there, where Moses is. I have questioned God. But there is hope in God's answer to Moses. I will be with you. You will not go empty. Exodus chapter 3, verses 12 and 21. Yes. There is.